It takes one moment for you to change. Change does happen in an instant, but then it's the perseverance, the process, having patience, and it's the pain of growth. You got two choices, man. You got the pain of growth or the pain of regret. They both fucking hurt. It's up to you. You can stay where you are or you can choose growth. What's up, guys? Welcome to another amazing episode on the Luke Mindpower Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. You're like, but you always say that, Luke. And I'm like, man, the first thing I did when I woke up, I opened my eyes this morning, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm alive. Shit, I made it through another night. What the hell? I get to live again. Shit, that's amazing. What am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do today? How am I going to keep being stronger? How am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to grow a little bit more? How am I going to become a little bit better? Change is uncomfortable, ladies and gentlemen, but staying the same is worse. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, man. You can pour the concrete, get the foundation happening for your new house, pour the concrete, and then don't do nothing. You know, many of us will listen to a podcast, we'll do some gratitude for a month, you know, we'll try to be a bit healthier, maybe not watch Netflix as much and, you know, try to have a more of a positive mindset, maybe not watch the news or, you know, we'll try and establish some sort of fitness routine. We'll do that for a month and then we stop. It's much like the foundation of a house, right? You're building a new house, you pour the foundation, and then you come back 12 months later, nothing's changed. The worst thing that you can do for yourself is to be the same person that you are today in 12 months' time, even in 6 months' time. You know, like I already can see, like if I reflect on where I was in January versus where I am today, man, the lessons that I've learned because I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm in this different environment, I'm with myself, I'm training, I'm trying to keep a routine, I'm trying to feel what does my soul, what am I yearning for? What is it that I have to take action on? What direction do I go in? What feels right for me? This is why, like, my life keeps evolving. That's the whole purpose of your journey of life, is to evolve. It's not to stay the same and to create variety in your life. I'm learning that as well. Like, you can't keep doing the same shit. Like, I went from, you know, exercising outside to now exercising inside, going to the gym because I've got two gyms. One's an outdoor gym, one's an indoor gym. And I'm like, I'm not feeling that vibe. I need change. I need variety. I need something different. And so it's really, really important. You know, that's why. And what does it come down to? It comes down to balance. You know, you keep doing the same shit all the time, you get bored of it. It becomes like whatever. It's not as powerful as it was when you first were doing it. And again, it's not being ungrateful, because if that was the only gym that I had, well, then of course that's where I'd be going. But I have variety, and variety, as Les Brown says, is the spice of life. Change your environment, travel, do things that excite you, like lean into like what it is that you enjoy. You like video games, play more video games, you know, buy yourself a PlayStation. I was actually looking at that at the store yesterday, PlayStation 5. Buy something, do stuff that empowers you, or do stuff that makes you feel good. This is where you find that balance for yourself, because everything is about balance, you know. But this is the challenge for many of us, because social media can be very, very toxic or confusing, because you see so much perfection on social media. And this is where and why you have to be tuned in to your spiritual level, your deeper rooted connection. Because in relationships, it can also be the same. You can be saying variety is the spice of life. So don't stay with one person for too long, because you'll get bored of them eventually, and then you want another one. You want to be with someone else. And then after 6 months, you're like, oh, fuck this. I keep seeing the same person. I'm in the same relationship with the person. Oh, see you later. It's time for a new person. You know? And again, not here to judge people on their relationships or anything like that, but I truly believe that, you know, especially if you're like trying to establish a family, or if you met someone for the first time that you really vibe with, it's not necessarily a disposable option. You know, it's just not something that you just go, oh, this is going to keep me comfortable for the next 6 months. Great. Have a relationship with this person. And then when I'm bored, then I'll move on. I really believe in in relationships where you empower each other, you know, to become a better version of yourself. It's not one person overpowering necessarily the other person. It's a balance. That's a relationship is a balance as well. You know, it's having each other's back. And it's something that you grow together. You know, not necessarily something. And that's why I really, really believe that if you're not growing together, then you're growing apart. And when you grow apart, there's disconnection, there's confusion, there's a lack of clarity. And so you're maybe in a relationship right now where there's a bit of confusion, there's a lack of clarity, there's a bit of dysfunction, there's a bit of unhappiness, there's a bit of confusion. And it's like, yeah, because you're probably fucking going that way and they're just staying the same. They haven't changed. They haven't grown. They're not evolving. They're not becoming a better version of themselves. They're probably on the decline, you know? And then you're here listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast going, yeah, why do I feel this disconnection? Why do I feel a detachment? Why do I feel something that is off? Well, because it's fucking off. You don't feel shit for no reason. And so many of us are just not even aware of that. We're just like, oh, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's fucking you, man. You're the one that's growing. You're the one that's changing. You're becoming aware. It's like, man, you're going over here. They're going over that way. I just wanted to clear that up because, you know, variety is the spice of life. But, you know, when you meet the right person, it's not necessarily in that context of variety. You know, that's why it's important to create variety in the relationship, in the bedroom, you know, in your environment where you live. You got to change it up. You know, you keep fucking doing missionary every fucking day, you get bored of it. You know what I mean? You got to change it up. And that's part of like, how do I find that balance in my life? You know, you keep going on holidays to the same fucking place every freaking year. You know what I mean? You don't know what you're missing out on. You don't know what other experiences that there are out there. You know, what other beautiful destinations there are to explore. And that's just the same with your greatness. If you don't try to face your fears or try to overcome your self-doubt or your insecurities, you don't know what fucking greatness you have within yourself. You don't even know what you're capable of if you don't give yourself a chance. And that's really what this life is really about, giving yourself a chance. Saying, you know what, I'm willing to give myself a chance because I'm willing to work on me because I really want to figure out what is my purpose, what is my greatness, what is it within me that I haven't discovered yet? Because I'm just not connected enough within myself, because I don't know myself enough, or because I haven't had the courage to get out of my comfort zone and focus on something that I want to achieve and do. You know, what will happen if I try to become a better version of myself? What will happen if I grow more confidence? Because let me tell you, once you do grow more confidence because you learn to love yourself, you're going to just start doing shit you never done before. You're not going to think twice. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, that sounds interesting. I want to give that a go. I'm a bit nervous about it. I'm a bit scared about it. I know people probably judge me. Other people have their own opinions and shit about me, but I'm going to give it a go. That's not going to be the way that you're going to be thinking when you're living in insecurity and doubt and shit, right? You're living like the old version of yourself, or you're living like the inner child that's fucking scared. If you've heard about this concept of inner child in personal development and, you know, spiritual awakening, or just self-reflection on, you know, your childhood and all this kind of stuff, younger version of yourself and all that kind of stuff. But just to clear it up, you know, what is the inner child? It's just a younger version of yourself. It's you when you were younger, but there's no fucking inner child. Like I can say, oh my gosh, my inner child, like that version of me is here, but there's nothing here. If anything's here, it's my grandmother, like a spirit is here with me, supporting me. But your inner child, there's no inner child. It's just you reflecting on, when I was 5, I was physically abused. And it happened a lot. When I was 9, I was bullied and called names and pushed around. And that created a lot of fear and insecurity within myself. I never felt loved or accepted. When I was 11, I never felt like my parents were there for me. This is part of your childhood. So that's just the concept of like inner child, but like, where is that inner child? It's just memory, bro. Like it's your mind. It's the past. It's you just reflecting on that. So for example, one of the ways that I have helped myself to grow and transform my life and to become this powerful person, and also to really love myself and be really deeply rooted and connected, is I have this mindset of like, when fear comes along, What is that specifically? When I feel anxiety within my body, when I feel like I'm feeling nervous or anxious or whatever that is, because I'm going to get on stage in front of people or because I'm going to do something that I'm out of my comfort zone, for example, what is that? Well, first of all, it's unfamiliarity. Your mind, it's not familiar. Your mind's not used to this experience because you haven't done it enough and it's uncomfortable. It's out of your comfort zone. So naturally, your mind is just going to react and go, huh, warning signs. I've never done this before. This is uncomfortable. I'm going to now give you a signal through the body to say, hey, I'm scared, right? So you may feel overwhelmed, may feel nervous. But then there's also the self-doubt that has accumulated, the overthinking, the fear, which has been instilled because of your childhood experiences where maybe you were belted, you know, maybe you're physically abused, maybe you went through other abusive experiences, maybe you were, you know, verbally, mentally abused for many, many years as a child. So now as you have evolved and you've grown into an adult, you're still living with all of that trauma, all of those insecurities, all of that fear, all of that doubt. It's still there. So you can basically have PTSD, really, because anything that comes up that was something that you experienced in the past that you haven't addressed or healed or given light to, your body's going to react as if that's the fucking time that's exactly what's happening. It's what happened fucking 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 35 years ago when you were fucking that age. It's just going to be re-triggered. So there's all of that. That's why you have to work on yourself. That's why you have to bring light to all those experiences, because you don't want that to control you and to hinder your opportunity of living your fucking best life, living your dreams, because we're limited because of those experiences in the past. It's all subconscious programming and the energetics of how it makes you feel. Because when you feel like scared and shit, man, that's not a good vibration. That's fucking like you're closed. You know, you're not open to like abundance and open to fucking success and open to attracting healthy relationships into your life. You're not living in your power. The point I'm trying to make with all of this is that, for example, my inner child, which is just a mindset, my younger version of myself was always so scared, always scared to stand up for himself, always scared to speak his truth, never believed in himself, never loved himself, never had that confidence within himself. Now, how do I use this inner child to help me to grow, right? First of all, there's a connection. So, you know, I had to create a connection with my younger version of myself to reflect on the past and how he felt. And by using my own action and attention and words to say, hey, Luke, little Luke, bro, like looking at photos and shit, man, I'd be like, hey, bro, you know what? I got your back now. And so this is kind of like as well, like you see, my name is Luke Klebovich, but my name on social media is Luke Mindpower. And it's kind of like I've created this alter ego. I've created this other version of me that has stepped up and gone, you know what? Bro, I got your fucking back. You know, fuck the haters, fuck everyone who doesn't believe in you, fuck everyone who doesn't fucking think that you're good enough, all that shit. I think you're good enough. I believe in you. I'm fucking going to help you to live your fucking best life. I'm going to have your back. I know you're a little bit worried and you probably don't feel like you're enough or you know, people are going to judge you or whatever. Or you're probably going to make a mistake. I know, I feel that, but don't worry. We got this. I got your fucking back. So that's how I use this whole notion of inner child, you know, because there's no person here. It's fucking me. But it's having that relation, that connection with my younger self to say, hey, it's fine, man. I'm here now. You don't have to worry. Because many of us are still basically walking around broken children. We're broken. We're hurt children. You know, living, I've done a couple of episodes on this on the Luke Mindpower podcast where I've talked about this. Many of us just haven't healed or done enough healing, because the truth is you'll never heal. There's just constant experiences that you will have to become aware of that will come up from your past for you to process, for you to heal, for you to work through. So you're never going to get to a point where you're completely healed. It's just a journey now of you growing, becoming more self-aware and addressing this shit, opening your heart a little bit more. And that's how you keep healing. But if you haven't done any of the work at all, you know, and you're living unconsciously, or you just haven't even touched it because it hurts a lot, you know, even in our aura, because the energy is like coming out of us. That's why you connect when you're walking around, like if you're close to people that are really hurt and have a lot of pain, you can take on their energy because the energy is coming outside of their body. So we hold on to a lot of this, you know, stored, trapped, negative energy or fear or pain or whatever that is. It's a very low vibration, by the way. And then we wonder, like, why are we not happy? Why are we not excelling in life? Why are we not, you know, getting out of our comfort zone, living our freaking best life? And that's why it's so important to do the work, you know, because that's how you transform your life. You step out of, like, living in this reactive state, living in this state of, like, constantly needing to respond. You don't need to respond to shit, bro. You know? People are going to judge. People are going to talk shit. You just need to know who the fuck you are. You have to have your own back. You know, you need to show up for yourself and reconnect yourself. Because once you do that, the people that are meant for you will gravitate. The people that are not meant for you, they will be repelled. They'll drop off. But that's only going to happen when you really, really continue this process of working. And it doesn't take 6 weeks. It doesn't take 1 week. It doesn't take two. It takes one moment for you to change. You know, change does happen in an instant. But then it's the perseverance, the process, having patience, and it's the pain of growth. You got two choices, man. You got the pain of growth or the pain of regret. They both fucking hurt. It's up to you. You can stay where you are or you can choose growth. And that's why it's challenging. It isn't easy to do it on your own. Because it is uncomfortable. And I just can't sit with myself and go, come on, come and work with me. It's going to be easy. No, it's not going to be fucking easy. It's going to be hard. And you're like, well, fuck that. I'm not doing it if it's hard. Well, fucking stay the same then. Stay where you are. Don't fucking change. It's the best thing that you can ever do is to give to yourself, is to become a better version of yourself, is to fucking let go of things that are slowing you down, draining you and blocking you from you fucking living your best life. The biggest investment that you can make in your life is in yourself, not in anything else. You. Your reality is a reflection of who you are. Everything that's in your reality is coming from you. What have you poured into yourself? What have you done? What experiences have you focused on? What limitations are holding you back that you haven't worked on and processed so that you can actually fucking free yourself? What else is there? You're the one that knows. Ignorance is bliss. You can keep being fucking ignorant all your life and ain't shit gonna change. Many of us do that. Sometimes we're ignorant because we're just unconscious. We're not even knowing like that we can change, that we can become better. You know, hence why this is the podcast that I, you know, you guys are listening to this podcast, but imagine people that you know were listening to this podcast. That's why I'm inviting you, man. If you're listening right now, share it on your Facebook page, share it to 5 people on Instagram, share it on TikTok, share it to everyone who you know, because you're just going to be doing a service, a positive impact to people to actually wake up and go, fuck, yeah, I've been sleeping for so many years and now it's time to wake up, because your life changes in one decision. In an instant, it's you just saying, okay, it's time, you know? And as I've experienced, like, don't underestimate the power of planting a seed. Don't underestimate the power of inspiration. Somebody listening to a podcast or you telling someone that, you know what, I really believe in you, or, you know, I see your greatness. Maybe you don't see it, but I see it. And maybe they don't see it. And then 2 years later, they realize that they needed to hear that from you. Never underestimate that. As much as people can't receive your love or appreciation or power or positivity, never underestimate the power of that. There's a couple of dudes that serve me when I go for my morning walk and I go to the supermarket, get some fruit. And they, you know, I left my tripod there the other day on the counter, and they came and back and ran after me, and they're like, hey, you left your tripod. I was like, oh shit, thanks. And so they're wondering, like, who am I? What do I do? And so I showed them, you know, who I am on TikTok and that. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah. I said, do you want to do a TikTok video together? And at first they said yes, but then I came back the next day and they were like, no. And so why I'm sharing this with you is because as I was walking today, back to my apartment, in the morning, one of the guys came because he was doing a delivery. And after I left the lift, when I was coming back to my apartment, he said something like, oh, yeah, positivity, you know, yeah, positivity. And I was like, yeah, positivity. You know, he couldn't speak English fluently, so he was just trying to, like, I guess, communicate that he's been listening to my work, or he's listening to the YouTube channel, or he's, you know, looking at my social media platforms, you know. And, like, legitimately, like, just because you're not where you want to be, or just because you've been working in customer service, or wherever you are in your life right now, you may not be living your dreams. You may be working in a job that you really doesn't inspire you, and it's not something that you see yourself doing in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. The power of being an inspiration, the power of putting positive energy out there, the power of planting a seed, and just like the lady planted a seed for me back in 2009. And it was between 2009 and 2010. I was working in the RTA, as it was called there back then in Sydney, Australia, in Bondi Junction. And I was sitting at the counter serving people that would bring their application forms to renew their driver's licenses. And the lady came up to the counter, and she looked at me, and I took her form and I started filling it out, signing something because, you know, I had to renew her license. And she looked at me and she said, Luke, because I had a name badge, so she would have seen it. She said, Luke, you don't belong here. You're better than this. I'm fucking 15 years ago. I was 24. And I couldn't really understand at the time. But I remember it. I don't know who she is, you know. I hope she's still alive. That would be amazing if I could meet her one day. But she legitimately looked at me like that and she said, Luke, because she saw the greatness in me. I didn't see it. I didn't know. I was just trying to make money or pay rent. Like, I was getting paid legitimately. I was getting paid like $24,000 Australian dollars, which is about $15,000 US dollars a year for that 12 months. It was a traineeship. And she looked at me and said, you don't belong here. You're better than this. It's stuck with me since that time. And she was right. I didn't belong there. But I worked there for 9.5 years in that organization before I left. We have so much power. We have so much power to be able to plant positive seeds, to be able to inspire people, to be able to remind people that they can believe in themselves, that you can make positive change in your life, that you can be a better version of yourself, that this is not the be all and end all, and you don't have to keep working where you're working for the rest of your life. You can grow, you can learn, you can become better. You can surround yourself with different people. You know, the better you become, the better you attract. Like, it's the law of attraction. It really is. I remember my brother-in-law asking me what the law of attraction was back in 2018 when I was starting to grow, and I couldn't even explain it, but I was just like so fascinated because I thought I knew. Like, I thought I knew. I thought I could understand it, but I didn't. He's like, what's the law of attraction? I'm like, I don't know. It's like when you surround yourself with like people like yourself or some shit. I didn't know how to understand, but it is. It's like, you are the attractor factor, you know. The better you become, the more positive you are, the more you grow, you then attract different type of energy. People on different frequencies then are attracted to you because of how much you're vibrating, like how much you're grown, like how much you've evolved. You know, I always say, like, you attract what you are, not what you want. And when you attract what you're not, you will feel it. There's an energetic like force field that is almost like the energy is coming to you, you're feeling it, and then all of a sudden there's a shield because it's blocking, it's blocked. You're not able to receive the energy because you know it's not good for you. Or even if you do receive some of it, it's almost draining for you. But for example, when you're connected with someone that you are on a vibrational match connection, there's energy coming back and forth, you know how you feel, man, you feel safe, you feel peaceful, you feel recharged. That's the connection back and forth, back and forth. And so it's like, it makes sense. It's flowing. It's good. It's not like, oh my gosh, fuck, I can't wait to get off the phone with this person. That's just part of your self-awareness and understanding the energetics of, like, you know, you attract what you are because you feel it, you know. But guys, like, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, you know. The challenge for us is making the change and then sticking to it, especially when you don't get the results. Because let me tell you, man, as I'm growing and becoming more self-aware and more confident and building my business and helping more people, there's so many lessons moving, like, you know, from living in Australia, living in Dubai, living in Poland, like going to the, traveling through the US, you know, doing events, like there's so much. I know that this journey is, man, it's a long journey. There's so much to learn. For you, starting your own business, brand, whatever it is that you want to do, starting from scratch can be scary. But like the saying goes, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know. And I think that it's important for you to remember that everything big starts small. You stop expecting like that everything's going to manifest. Allow yourself to know that when you start something, you've got to make mistakes. And you've got to learn through the process. And you're not going to get the results that you want straight away. You're going to get a lot of experiences because you're taking action that are going to be able to teach you exactly what you need to know. But one of the things I guess we can do, you know, as we start something new, especially if it's your own business or whatever, is think that we can do it on our own. And let me tell you, the best shortcut that you can have is to invest in a coach, whatever that is for you. Invest in someone that is 10 steps ahead of you, because you're basically going to take all of their information and you're going to be able to use that so that you don't have to go through the same process and waste 10 years. They're going to give you that. You know what I mean? That's really what you're investing in. You're investing in all that information that you don't have so that you can fast track your success. I mean, that's genius. The purpose of why I'm sharing this with you is just because I'm becoming so aware that, like, I'm not in a hurry. That I know where I'm, it's to say I know where I'm headed. Not necessarily I know where I'm headed. I know that, you know, things are just going to keep evolving for me, and I'm moving forward and I'm learning, and I'm, you know, where I'm going to be in a couple of years' time, I can't even see it yet, but I know it's going to be extraordinary. You know, I couldn't even see where I'm at now versus where I was 2 years ago. I was writing all this different stuff, but now I'm learning that, you know, if you want to have a massive company, you want to do thousands of people, you know, tens of thousands in a conference or something like that, events and all this stuff, like that's a lot of work. That's a long journey. You know, there's a lot that I need to do. There's people I need to collaborate with. There's sponsorships that I need to connect with. There's other big companies and organizations and people. Like, there's so much in terms of the logistics of everything all coming together that it does take a long time, you know? And really, that's why it's worth it, you know? It's worth making the changes. It's worth believing in yourself. It's worth knowing that there is a process. It's worth knowing that learning the steps and doing something that you enjoy, or living more in purpose, or being more intentional, or taking risks, it's worth you making mistakes. It's worth you growing. This is a part of the internal, like, fulfillment that you have within yourself, because you actually do shit. You're going in a different path. You're not just stuck and this is my only way. And I think with the rise of technology and social media, I mean, if you're not using this to your benefit to grow and become better and to learn, then you're missing out. You know, we have everything legitimately at our fingertips, and we have the opportunity to be able to create the lives that we want to live by taking action, by learning, by investing in ourselves and trusting the process, you know, because the more that you go deeper into this journey of your growth, your development, your confidence, building that relationship with yourself, having that relationship with the younger version of yourself, you know, because there still is that version of yourself that may still feel unseen, unheard, unloved, unappreciated, And that's no one else's responsibility because, you know, they're not living in your own mind. You are. You've got all that memory. It's your responsibility to nurture that connection, to reflect, to understand, to process, and then to rebuild yourself, reconnect yourself, come back to yourself, and to recondition yourself that you are lovable, that you are amazing, that you don't need to fit in, that you don't need to be included, that all you need is you, that you, as you grow, and I'm going to watch myself, I'm not going to say that you're enough just the way you are. Well, no, when you don't fucking feel enough, you just me saying you're enough just the way you are. You're going to be fucking enough when you do the work, ladies and gentlemen. That's when you're going to be enough. You're going to be enough when you go deeper into those parts of you that you hide, that you're afraid of, that you've never talked about, that you suppress. That's when you're going to feel enough. When finally you give yourself that attention, that light, that love, that appreciation that you've been letting go of or you've been dismissive of or that you've been suppressing for so many freaking years because you think maybe people won't support you or you think maybe people will judge you. And really it's about you, again, coming back to the relationship, establishing that relationship with yourself, loving yourself, nurturing yourself, validating yourself, appreciating yourself, and knowing that you are not defined by your past. You are defined by the actions that you take every single day. And whatever it is that you want to create in your life is possible. But if you keep allowing the past to hold you back and you stay in this victim mode of I'm not where I want to be because of that experience, well, you're going to go and continue living a specific life. And the truth of that is that you're going to get to a certain point in your life and you're going to reflect and you're going to have regrets, man. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, like where did the time go? How come I'm not living my best life? How come things didn't turn out for me? You know, and that's the sad truth. I know myself already. I was reflecting on shit when I was at the gym today and I was just thinking, I was like, man, I fucking bet ya in 10 years or 20 years time, I'm going to look back and go, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have done this. I should have done it this way. That's fucking life, man. Okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like I'm just fucking trying my best. Okay. And I think that's the most important thing, man. Try your fucking best. I think there's always going to be things that you're going to look back at and this, but we got to try and minimize that. That's why I'm here. That's why we're living this life. That's why we're becoming more conscious, more self-aware, more confident, working on ourselves so that we can minimize that. You know, minimize the whole bullshit about like fucking in 20 years time looking back and going, oh, I should have done this. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I believe in myself more? I should have taken more action. Should have got out of my comfort zone. Should have tried this. Oh, there was an offer there. I didn't take it. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be things, shit like that. You know, it's not going to be perfect. There's always going to be like regrets. You know, tomorrow's not promised. You know, there's always going to be regrets. I should have been there. I should have spent more time with my family. I should have seen that. Should have seen this. And should have fucking woulda, coulda, fuck off, man. You know what I mean? Like all this bullshit. Like it's the fucking journey of life. You know, try your fucking best. Okay. And you're fucking going to be whinging and shit for the rest of your life going, I'm acting this and this and this. It's like, man, just fucking become self-aware. Make the fucking decisions that you need to make for yourself. Put yourself first. Make yourself the number one priority in your life and fucking go live your fucking dreams, not your fears, man. And then see what fucking happens. And keep listening to the Luke My Power podcast because I fucking love you, okay? Guys, it's been a blessing. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Luke My Power podcast. Please share this with your friends and leave me a five-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I believe in you. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself. Okay. And guess what? You have something special. You've got greatness in you. And I'll catch you on the next episode. See ya.